வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 8th of November 1975 in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Animals complacent with their hellish condition of life?
Hmm?
Are the animals complacent with
animals?
Their, yeah, like the dog. Is he happy to be a dog?
Yes. I'm glad he's happy.
Once that happened to Indra, isn't it?
Anyone, in any condition of life, he thinks that he's happy. That is Maya. That's what can see that clearly. People are living in what is called that zone, where everything is ice.
North Pole.
They are thinking heavy. They do not come out.
Eskimos.
I have got practical experience. In my childhood, I used to go with my father for some purchasing some mohua flowers in the interior district. So there was one servant and guest. One day he did not come. So my father asked me, he is living there in that cottage, you can go and ask him. So I went to his cottage. Practically there was no roof and rain was dropping. I saw him in a very bad condition. Then I asked him, why did you come to Calcutta with us? He replied,
very good it is here.
No, sir, we cannot go, giving home. This is home. I have got practical experience. Home, sweet home. Janani Janmabhumishta Sargadabhi Gariyasi. Everyone is thinking that his birthplace and his mother is better than him. That is the psychology. So, everyone, however abominable, everyone is living in abominable condition. That's a fact. But everyone is thinking that he is happier than me. This is karma. Unless he thinks, he cannot leave.
What is the throwing potency of Maya? Describe it. It's two potencies of Maya. What is the example of the throwing potency of Maya?
Throwing potency means somebody comes to get Krishna consciousness, and Maya will dictate, hey, why you have come here? Uh-huh. Go and enjoy life outside. And he goes out. Uh-huh. That is throwing. Yeah.
Crying?
Throwing.
Throwing.
That gets him out. This is throwing. And this is called, what is called? Ask me. Prakhep Atmika. And another is Aburin Atmika.
Aburin.
He is in the most abominable condition and he is thinking he is very happy. This is Aburin Atmika, covering him to see the real position. Otherwise, we are asking everyone that you come here. I am giving you a room, take prasadam, chant Hare Krishna, read this book. No. Why shall I come? What is the difficulty here? But no deal come. He wrought in the home, anxiety, how to maintain, how to... This is called Pratyavatmika Avara. He'll prefer rotting as hog and dog, but he'll never prefer to live as Krishna consciousness. This is my. So many people are there on the beach. You invite them, please come to our place, live nicely, we shall give you nice room, nice prasadam, chat haridus. Nobody will.
It is good that they are not coming, otherwise you won't have this place.
No, we have enough place. We are not depending on Dr. Patel, but Krishna.
You date me very badly.
Because you are saying like that. No, you do not know that I started this business without nothing. You see, with practical nothing. I offered Mr. Nair that I'll give you 2 lakh and the balance I'll give you in 3 years. So we'll believe he's a beggar and he promises to give me 15 lakhs of rupees within 3 years. We'll believe that.
Yes.
He knew that he'll not be able to pay.
Right.
So whatever 2 lakh, 3 lakhs he gives, that will be mine.
Right.
And I was thinking, he's such a nice gentleman, that he'll take money, little, and I'll collect and pay. He's a nice gentleman. I was thinking.
Yes,
and you are thinking he's a great fool. He's offering me 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs, and he'll never be able to pay me balance.
Yes.
So this was the transaction beginning.
He had made such transactions before also. Yeah.
He knew that. I thought he's a very nice man. Take money one after another. So let me take it. This was the beginning.
I think he died before you completed the transaction.
Yes.
He died, no?
Yes. But as soon as they will not get tea, they'll go away. You may bring all the Bombay residents, and when they will see there is no tea, they'll go away.
Srila Prabhupada, that happened in Vrindavan.
Yeah, I know that. That is the trouble.
They would not stay in the guest house because they could not make their tea.
He said, without tea, I cannot live. So he went away.
Here, this
Vrindavan? No, that I have allowed that they can make their own tea.
You don't allow the tea here?
No.
They can make their own tea.
Yeah.
There's a special area for that.
Many of these boys must be taking tea in past, I think. How they could stop it?
What is that?
Many of them must be taking
tea. No.
And not now, before.
Oh, before that, then
how
anything.
How could they stop it? By virtue of the strength of the mind. That man, if he has got no strength of mind, he
should not. That is Krishna consciousness. The government spend millions of dollars to stop LSD. Have it. But when they come to me, I say, you cannot do it. They immediately stop. Therefore, U.S. government is sympathetic to this movement. They are surprised how these drug-addicted men are becoming servants of Krishna. One Dr. Jura, he has written a book about us.
LSD.
With a wonderful thing.
LSD creates a condition of the mind just like
that. What about
Nirvikalp Samadhi? One man told
that
me.
That is another.
That's a very good. I say, you mean that?
No, he says.
Nirvikalp Samadhi. But they must be getting some sort of condition of the mind, though temporary. That is why they must be falling to the earth, no?
There is no conscience.
Having the experience.
First of all, you must give it.
Huh?
Our philosophy is, first of all, you must give it. All these bad habits.
That is the first condition among Vaishnavas, that they should not have any of this. Madak.
Yes, it's sex. Then, meat eating, Hare Krishna.
Now, we are going to have a modern issue.
Yeah.
How is it?
Leaving before sinful activities, then one can develop Krishna consciousness.
This is practicing. Unless one is jishantu antagatam papam. Unless one is free from sinful activities, one cannot understand God. It is not possible. God is not so cheap.
Practice and vairagya both are necessary. Practice and vairagya both are necessary.
Vairagya means when you are not addicted to sinful life. That is vairagya. People have got attachment for sinful activities. Devi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajita Janayati Asu Vairagya. That is a Vairagya way. You cannot practice Vairagya without Vasudev Sarita.
Vairagya generates by extreme bhakti or by extreme knowledge, not otherwise. Knowledge is generated by bhakti and doubt, but then you must have complete knowledge of what is this and what is that.
Without bhakti, knowledge is artificial. Because knowledge means to accept
God
the Supreme Lord as Supreme. That is knowledge.
That is knowledge. And then this is all falsehood. But in that, from that knowledge, when you know that this is all false, then a sort of a sense is generated in you.
That knowledge is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Apurhita Jnana. The so-called knowledge is useless. There is no value. Maya Apurhita Jnana. What is the test? Namang Prabhadante. If he had knowledge, he would have surrendered to me. But he does not do so.
Jnanavan Maang Prabhadante. But that is knowledge. Jnana means knowledge. That knowledge, which is supreme.
But that knowledge means actually Jnanava. Otherwise, it is false knowledge. Maya Apurita Jnana. If you do not know what is God, then what is the meaning of your knowledge?
You explain in the Gita that Bahulam Jambanamante Jnanam
Mahapadmata. Hare Krishna.
Vasudeva Sarvam.
That is knowledge. Therefore, so many Mahatmas, sadhus, yogis, they're all useless. All useless. Because they have no bhakti. Simply artificially. Cheating people. This is the society of cheaters and cheaters. If you want to be cheated, there are many cheaters who will come and cheat you. That's all.
Just like the Guru Maharajji, now the mother is denouncing. She is saying he is no more qualified to be Bhagwan. Now
that's
his brother, he is Bhagwan.
Hard play.
We all humbug. I think we should not talk about this. Talk something about Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavan. Then, sir.
Yes. These people are third class in Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, the rascals will not accept. That is the tree, the leaf, many hundreds of thousands of years more than.
Yes, and then they
do good. Does it mean he's sinless?
They are good, they are doing good. They are doing good.
He is more condemned life with trees. They cannot move 1 inch. They have to suffer all these natural disturbances. One who is too much sinful, he is condemned to stand up here for 5,000 years.
Yeah. Just like Abhay Nishan Master Ubhakara Yuk.
I know.
Matri Parubhara.
Dog is also trying to defend himself against the
Shambhu Bhakti. No, that is not the question. The question is, anyone who does not know what is God, who is a charvaka? Mura nabhi janati, ma amibha paramo. He is a charvaka, that's all. The same bodily concept, Russian, American, Chinese. Dashatma buddhi kuna beti dhatu. Saiva gokhara.
They are innocent.
Innocent? They are not innocent, they are stupid. They are not innocent. They will never agree.
But they are also like that.
The simple thing explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Asmin dehe dehina. Within this body, there is the property. So they do not understand.
Through a guru, you should go. Then only perfect knowledge you will get. Listen.
Guru is there, why don't
they? Yes, guru is there, but they won't come.
Unless they.
They won't come.
Seriously, we cannot tell.
They just have a guru.
But who is coming to Guru? Guru is canvassing, oh Lord. Please come. I am in Bombay, but how many Gujaratis are my servant? There is only one Gujarat.
One is sufficient, he represents the whole Gujarat.
That's all right.
And Prabhupada had to rescue him from America.
That is the difficulty. I'll have to preach bringing men from America and Europe. Nobody is coming here. Everyone's coughing, big. No. This is the difficulty. That whatever I'm doing, that's what I'm very. But in anxiety, when the government says, now you go away, your visa is finished.
From here?
Yeah.
Your visa from here?
No. Mine or my disciples?
Well, government, dragging. I have heard like this, that government think that in this group, there may be some those CIA people. I don't know whether they are right.
Let the government supply some men who does not belong to the CIA. But what is that?
That is what they say.
They all
may not be true sadhus. There may be CIA, one of them. I will find out what these fellows are, and then they will do all that.
Well, first one of their CID then will have to live like we live, and then we can see.
Actually, Indians are not interested. That is the fact. Then what is this Hare Krishna? We have chanted Hare Krishna for hundreds of years. What is the effect? That is it.
That crowd is useless. That is cement problem.
That problem.
It is better than nuisance. Now, who is coming to make sense chanting Hare Krishna? Nobody is coming. Then nuisance is better than nonsense. Nahi mama che kana mama ma. To possess no mama, it is better to have a blind mama. So they are blind mama, that's all. Where is the real mama? All mamas are.
Main mama kone kahi jaun sab dobo
main no mama means mother's brother.
No, but here in Gujarat ye to mamo che. Mamo means